for that, we are joined by Tom Jensen, who directs public policy polling based out of Raleigh. Publicpolicypolling.com is the website. You can find him on Twitter at PPPpolls. Tom, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you.
So I know public opinion is shifting real rapidly on this, and we're just starting to see some surveys come out. But so far, what do we know? Where do Americans stand?
Well, you're absolutely right that public opinion is shifting rapidly. What we've seen over sort of the last 6 months or so when we ask about impeachment is usually about 35 to 40% of voters support it, usually about 50 to 55% of voters oppose it. So we've tended to see people opposing impeachment by somewhere in the 10 to 20 point range. And the reason we've seen voters opposed to impeachment is that basically, everybody who approves of Trump is opposed to impeachment, as you would expect. But there's always been about 20 or 25% of Democrats opposed to impeachment. Well, most Democrats have been supportive of it. But there has been a sort of middle ground of voters who disapproved of Trump, but also didn't think he should be impeached. And that was making impeachment unpopular overall. And we're starting to see the ground really shift on that to the point where more and more so in polls that are being conducted this week and that have come out in the last 2 days, we're seeing fewer and fewer of those people who disapprove of Trump but also disapprove of impeachment. Those people, as so many Democratic leaders in Washington have moved towards impeachment this week, those voters in polls are moving from disapprove of Trump, disapprove impeachment, to disapprove of Trump, approve of impeachment, to the point where we're starting to see the numbers on impeachment move much more close to his approval numbers. And I think one poll that really well exemplifies this just came out from Morning Consult in partnership with Politico. They found a week ago that voters opposed impeachment by 13 points. Now they're finding that voters are evenly divided.
Mm. So where does public opinion stand with regard to this specific revelation regarding the whistleblower regarding Ukraine? I know a lot of what I've seen has suggested that a lot of Americans are still undecided because they may not have been keeping up with the news in the last 48 hours, and there's a lot that we still don't know. But what are you seeing?
Definitely, there's still a lot of confusion and a lot of voters sort of taking a wait-and-see approach because they might not necessarily understand this new issue, and it's sort of new to the scene. But we are definitely seeing that majorities of voters think that the basic action was inappropriate, that Trump using the Ukrainian government and sort of trying to get it from them to go after his political opponents is not something that's okay. So majorities of people are saying that's inappropriate. But as is so typical in this sort of brand new world of Donald Trump, it's 50 to 55% of voters. It's certainly not anything where you're seeing 60, 70% of voters say it's inappropriate or anything like that. But you are at least getting majorities. And a lot of the time when we would ask about the stuff about Trump and Russia, the numbers would sort of be in the 40s on both sides. And we are starting to see that, maybe 50, 55% of voters think this was inappropriate. Only 35, 40% of voters will claim that they think it's appropriate. So that is a little bit of movement. And certainly I think it's going to be interesting to see how this evolves over the next week, week and a half. I definitely don't think we have a full picture of everything yet because voters are definitely still absorbing it all.
Speaking with Tom Jensen again, publicpolicypolling.com. And I think kind of the most significant subset here is the set of Republican voters. And I know kind of on the national level among Republican leaders and policymakers, you have Justin Amash from Michigan, who came out for impeachment a while ago before this even happened. He came out in favor of impeachment during the Mueller report. But now we're seeing a couple of other more prominent Republicans who are coming out in favor of impeachment. First of all, Bill Weld and Joe Walsh, who are both running for president against Donald Trump in the Republican primary, both came out in favor of it. Not too much else in Congress among Republicans, but what we are seeing is more and more Republicans that are much more willing to come out and criticize the president and say, well, there's actually something here. Let's wait to form judgment on that. And not nearly as many who are jumping in front of the cameras to support the president and denounce the Democrats. But that's in Washington. How about Republicans just in general?
Well, the thing that was the most interesting to me personally today was that the Republican governor of Vermont came out and announced his support for impeachment. And yes, it is Vermont, but I still would not have necessarily expected to see any Republican governors come out and say that they supported impeaching the president. And I think that shows that this time possibly could be a little bit different. There's not a lot of Republicans sort of coming out and speaking out, but for somebody like a governor level, anyone at that level to come out and say that they support impeachment now is a pretty big landmark in sort of the dissatisfaction we've seen with Trump's actions. And one thing I saw in the press this week that I thought was really interesting, and it's going to be interesting to see the extent to which this ends up permeating public opinion or not, but it was said that if the impeachment vote in the Senate was done by a secret ballot, that Trump would be removed from office, that there are absolutely 20-plus Republican senators who would like to vote to remove Trump from office, but they won't do it publicly because they're so scared of what would happen to them in a future primary election and feel like there's no way that they would be able to win a Republican primary ever again because the Republican base is so in support of Trump. But it's going to be interesting to see if we start to see some sort of fraying around the edges. There was one YouGov poll that came out today that showed 55% support for impeachment based on the hypothetical if it's proven that Donald Trump was trying to get a quid pro quo with the Ukrainian government. So I don't really think that means that there is 55% support for impeachment. I just think it means there's 55% support for impeachment if sort of the worst framing of this came to be sort of viewed as the gospel of what happened. But in that scenario, 22% of Republicans said they would support impeachment. So there's no way you're going to see a huge number of Republicans supporting impeachment, but there's at least some of them sort of having the door open to that, which is a lot different than we've seen at any other point this year.
It was Mike Murphy was the advisor who made that comment about the secret ballot. I saw that story, too, and that was one of the more striking things that I saw this week as well.
Yeah, and it shows, you know, I think really that there is kind of a lack of courage among Republicans in Washington, that most of these folks know that what Trump's doing is bad and that he is suited for office, but they're just not willing to take the fight to him. And every time we've had a moment like this in U.S. history, there end up being some people who just decide to bite the bullet and take the hard stance, even if it's not the best thing for them politically. And those are the people who end up in profiles in courage that obviously JFK most famously did the original version of in the 1950s, but there have been subsequent ones. This is the sort of moment for a Republican that if you want to be written up in a positive way in a history book that people might read 100 years from now, being willing to sacrifice your own political career to stand up to the kind of things that are going on in Washington with Trump, this is the moment to get yourself that legacy, and it'll be interesting to see whether anybody's willing to do that or if those days are just kind of over.
And I think about, and I'm trying to compare this to the Watergate saga and the run-up to what would have been impeachment there if Nixon hadn't resigned, and that reminds me of the story that's still told today of Barry Goldwater leading a group of Republican senators down Pennsylvania or up Pennsylvania Avenue from the Capitol to the White House to tell Nixon, you don't have any support anymore, you got to go.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that's a good sort of comp with Watergate right here is we've talked a lot about how the polling for impeachment in regards to Watergate showed the public didn't believe in it and didn't believe in it and didn't believe in it. And all of a sudden, there were just a few things that happened that caused the dam to break. And I don't know if we're going to know even in the next couple weeks if what's happened over the last 7 days or so is what's caused the dam to break, if we'll look back in 50 years and say that this was the turning point. But it was very much the case with Watergate that the public was very skeptical about holding the president accountable on all that kind of stuff, and then eventually it became public consensus. So it's going to be interesting to see if we have a repeat here, where throughout the first 2.5 years of Trump's administration, even though he's been unpopular, voters have sort of taken a cautious approach to actually going after him in any sort of legal way. We may have seen here in the last week the moments where the where the dam broke and where we'll look back and say this was a turning point. But I don't think we quite know yet whether that's happened or not.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website. Get more numbers there. Find them on social media, on Twitter, at PPP Polls. Tom Jensen, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.